Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the email, or excuse me, the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
81006.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I do appreciate that. May I have your first and last name?
Toma, T as in tango, T-O-M-M-A-P. Parco is P-A-R-C-O.
Okay, let's see here. No, that's not what I want. Sorry. Thank you, ma'am, for that information. I do very much appreciate it. May I please have the shipping address associated with the account you're calling about today?
30727 East US Highway 50.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate that. Let's see here. I do see that there was a purchase for the aloe vera face cream that is all natural. It does help reduce fine lines and wrinkles. How can I help you today?
Well, I ordered it and you had to cancel between April 7th and April 14th, and I did. And I talked to someone, and I got it canceled. And I told them, I don't want any more, don't charge my card anymore. And they said they took care of it. But yesterday I got another bottle.
Okay, let's see here. Let me see something. I'm just, let's see here. Yes, I do see where you called in on the 7th. You were offered 50% on any future purchases. You didn't want that. Let's see here. Let's see. I'm still just going over the notes. I do appreciate your patience. And they gave you a cancellation confirmation number, ma'am?
If they did, I didn't write it down because I talked to someone and they told me they took care of it.
Yes, ma'am. Ow. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Let me see something. Just bear with me. I'm pretty sure I know what I can do. So just hang, just bear with me while I see. Let's see here. Yeah, that should have been. Okay. I am so very sorry about this, ma'am.
Well, I know I called properly to cancel it.
Oh,
because
yes,
when you
ma'am,
give someone your credit card, those credit cards seem to get misabused.
Okay, well, first what I'm going to do, because it doesn't look like, I don't know if there's a system glitch or anything like that, but the account wasn't fully canceled, so I am taking care of that for you now, and I'm going to have a cancellation confirmation number, and I am going to see what I can do about the refunds. I will be able to refund you in full. I am so sorry about this, ma'am.
Yeah, because I called April 7th to make sure it was done.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I do see that. I see you were offered a 50% discount, and you said, you know, no, I'm really not interested in that. And it said, you know, canceled the account, provided cancellation confirmation number, which I don't see that. But so I'm going to refund these $292 charges for you, ma'am. I'm so terribly sorry about this. Let's see here. And I do very much appreciate your patience.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So I do have those charges of $92.90 refunded to you. Those should be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. And
okay.
I do have a cancellation confirmation number for your records if you would like
okay.
to take that down.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be C as in Charlie, the number 8. The letter S.
S like in Sam?
S is like in Foxtrot.
F. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. C is in Charlie.
Okay.
B is in Bravo.
Okay.
The number 1. The number 3. The number 0. C as in Charlie. Let's see here, and if I'm correct here, the letter E is an echo, and the number 7.
Okay. Okay, so we're all set?
Yes, ma'am, we are all set. I'm so sorry about this inconvenience.
Okay. All right. Then I'll watch for the credit on my credit card so I don't have to call the credit card company, so that'll work.
Of course, ma'am. Once again, I am sorry, and thank you for calling customer care today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.